Viewer discretion advised. What you're about to hear is vulgar and kinky as fuck. This audio is a fantasy roleplay, and it was created for adult entertainment. It's only a work of fiction. It has no basis of reality. This audio is not intended to be used as encouragement nor instruction. The creator does not condone the activities depicted within this audio. But what I do want is for you to have a safe place to kick back, pull out your rock hard cock, and get down and dirty with me. Hope you enjoy. Well, hello to all you sleazy sex fiends out there. You ready for a good time? I'm always ready for a good time. And, well, this little tale, it goes back to COVID. I know, sorry I have to bring it up. Fuck COVID. Do you remember when they shut our shit down? Like, lock shit the fuck up. Everybody got off work, except for me, because, well, I had you horny beasts going crazy. Literally, I had guys calling me, saying, hey, honey, wait a minute. I'm running out to the tree in the backyard to jerk off. I'm like, baby, what's wrong with locking your sexy self in the bathroom for 10 minutes? But hey, I don't fucking judge. I had just moved to Denver because, well, I just became a widow and I needed to go far away to slut the fuck out. So here comes COVID fucking up my shit. I need a dick. I'm like, fuck it. I get on some site. I find this sexy young guy, beautiful, big, thick dick, and we start fucking. We're fucking all over because nobody's out. We are. We were fucking everywhere. We had so much fun. Ah, God, we had the hottest sex. So come the end of COVID, I was craving fun like a drug fiend craves his next fix. I needed it, y'all, so bad. So my boy Sean and I, we booked a trip to Florida, but it was like 2 weeks out. And I needed something now, just immediate gratification. Something dirty, something naughty, something fun and sexy. So I was like, let's go to Black Hawk. Black Hawk, Colorado is like, oh, a little mini Vegas tucked up in the Rocky Mountains. It's really cool, totally old Wild West. Well, it's a little Vegas. You go up there, you party, you fuck, you gamble, you sin. My kind of town, okay? So we're fucking stoked. We've got this room at the casino. We're ready. Like, I went out and got a couple outfits, some lingerie, some dildos and sex toys and drugs and all the necessities to ensure a killer time. So we're on our way up to Black Hawk and we're partying. I'm getting lit already. I'm like, woohoo, we're going to party. We're going to go have fun. Like, I needed human contact. We roll up into Black Hawk, and it's fucking deserted. Like, I start freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, Sean. Oh my God, they killed all the people up here. Where are they? There was nobody. We were like the only people in our casino. And we had to gamble 6 feet apart. How much fun is that? It's not. So we're like, fuck it. We're already fucked up. We're not going back home to Denver. Not right now. Let's get some food. Let's drink a lot of liquor. Smoke a lot of weed and just fuck for hours until we pass out. We'll head on home tomorrow. Sounded like a great plan. It took us like an hour and a half just to find dinner. Very slim pickings up there in the mountains. But we did, and we drank, and we drank some more. And by the time we're done, like, no shit, 3 hours later, I'm dancing and singing down this mountain road through fucking Black Hawk, right down through town, having a good old time, like, woo! Black Hawk's the shit. And my boy's like, baby, I don't hear him because I'm singing and drunk and stoned and fucked up. And he grabs my arm, yells in my ear, look to your left. I look to my left and there she is, boys, our fun. She looked like a goddamn hooker to me, standing under that lamppost in the dark. Oh, looking like a fucking whore. I was on that shit. I'm like, hey, baby girl, what you doing out here all alone? Her sexy little self responds, I'm just trying to find $200. I need it bad. I'm like, really? Is that so? Well, honey, if you come back to our room for 2 hours and do whatever we want, consider that $200 yours. Her eyes get real big, my pussy's pounding, I can see my boy's fucking jerking his dick off in his head, you know? She's like, cool, let's go. So I'm on this sexual high right now, y'all. I got her hand, we are dancing, singing, I'm touching her body, being a pervert. Then we get into our room, the lights go on. My boy runs to me. Holy fucking shit, baby, do you see her? She's like 16 years old. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm like, I'm gonna say 13. He's like, well, fucking shit. This is bullshit. I said, whoa, 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 honey. Go make us drinks. I'll roll a blunt. I got this. We're having fun tonight. So that's what he did. He brought me a drink, and then he took one to the girl. She's like, oh, no, thank you. I'm like, okay, I can respect that. I lit the blunt, passed it around. She refused that as well. I said, bitch, what? You gonna refuse my man's dick too? Yeah, I went there because right now I'm feeling a little uneasy about this. I said, well, honey, I know you're not 18. Like, you're not a hooker. She's like, yes, I am. I just had a birthday, like, I don't know, fucking March or something. Her 18th. I said, honey, you'd be lucky to turn 12 then. She's like, no, and she gets all pissy. I said, look, baby girl, I could give a fuck how old you are. I just need sexual fun and gratification right now. You still down? She's like, yeah, I still want the money. Well, that's great because you've got 2 hours of pleasuring me and my man before you get your $200. So, I mean, there's no better time than right now. So I got up, went over to her, kind of grabbed her hands, pulled her up off the bed, started kissing her. When I realized, are you shitting me? I'm the first bitch you've ever fucking French kissed. Yes, I was. And I knew it. And I knew she was going to be a virgin as well. Now, I'm trying to keep my cool. But y'all, I was frustrated. I needed a break and I needed some fucking unadulterated fun. So I'm like, fuck it. This little bitch going to tell me she's a hooker? An 18-year-old hooker? What the fuck do you got? So I told my man, I said, baby, pull your fucking rod out. He pulls his pants down. His fucking dick is rock hard. I said, drop to your knees and suck my man's cock. She drops to her knees, looks at it like it's a foreign object of some kind. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. I said, open your mouth. I'm standing behind her. She opens her mouth. I look at my boy and I mouth, ram it down her fucking throat. Oh, he knows how to use a piece of meat. And he is fucking her face. I've got my fingers in her hair. I am slamming her pretty little 12-year-old face down on his big, thick 9-inch fucking rod. Then I see she starts crying. Oh, yeah, y'all. She's fucking crying. I yell at her, oh, no, you fucking hooker, bitch. There is no crying when you're getting skull-fucked. I was livid. And my boy, he is skull-fucking this bitch. Her eyes are running, nose snotting, mouth just fucking slobbering all over his cock. And by this time, my man's hard, but she sucks because she's never sucked dick before. I pull her face off of his dick, kind of grab her hair, throwing her up on the bed with it. I said, spread your goddamn legs. And I told Sean, I said, darling, keep fucking her goddamn face. So we've got her head hanging off the side of the mattress. He is dipping his dick right down her throat. And I don't hear crying. I get between her legs and I start working that pussy. I want to check this shit out. And sure enough, bald pussy, maybe a little peach fuzz. Beautiful, but she was total virgin. I start fingering her, licking her goddamn clit. Sliding my tongue right through that sweet, succulent fucking slit. And I started working her. Oh, I can feel she's arching. She's trying to pull away from me. I said, no, you fucking whore. You do not hold back on me. You let it go. I want all of it. And I'm fucking eating her out, munching that little fucking beaver of hers. And I feel it. I feel her body just exploding. I can see out of her beautiful fucking pussy the squirt that was just, a beautiful sight. I've got a mouthful of her fucking sweet cunt juice. Sean pulls his dick out of her mouth, and I kind of get over her body. I'm looking right into her face, and I spit that fucking load of her pussy juice right back into her face. I say, good girl, never fucking hold back. She's like trying to breathe. It's up her nose and her mouth. I don't give a fuck at this point, you fucking whore. You're going to tell me you're a hooker? You're obviously not. Oh yeah, I'm about to teach this little fucking twit how to be a hooker. How to be a good, satisfying fucking whore. I'm like, so hooker, how many times have you been fucked in this little pussy and ass of yours? She's like, a lot. I don't know how many. Okay. I said, get on your back. Spread your legs like the whore you are. Oh, and that little glistening cunt was just sparkling. I mean, it was so magnificent. My man, he's rock hard. I say, fuck this little bitch. No mercy on a hooker. I lube his dick all up. And he rams that fucking dick into her virgin cunt. How do I know she was a virgin? Because his dick pulled out with virgin blood. I said, bitch, do you know who Elizabeth Bathory is? She says, no, who's that? I said, that's me. And you're lucky I don't act out on my fucking cravings. If you don't know who Elizabeth Bathory is, she is known as the Countess of Blood. Rumor is, she killed over 600 young virgin women so she could bathe in their fucking virgin blood. Now, how I see it is, I would hogtie the bitch. I would hang her from the ceiling, suspended over me, naked, in my big, beautiful porcelain claw tub. One of my sex slaves would stab her cunt with a sharp knife, while the other slit her throat, showering me in her virgin blood. But that's just me. So while I'm thinking of my virgin blood fetishes, I'm watching Sean destroy her virgin cunt, and I'm whispering in his ear, I want you fucking her with no goddamn mercy, ruthlessly, because I know, as a woman, getting fucked really hard in a virgin pussy, ouch! Second time, ouch! Third time, ouch! Yeah, fucking beat that goddamn little girl pussy. Oh, and he does. And that bitch starts crying again. Oh, I about lost my shit. I asked Sean to pull out of her cunt. I told her to get on her fucking hands and knees in front of my man, that she was being a disrespectful little whore while crying as she's getting fucked. You're a hooker, bitch. Oh, wait. No, you're not, because you've bled virgin blood on my man's dick. God, just saying that makes my mouth salivate. So when she gets on her hands and knees, I grab Sean's cock and I start beating her fucking face with it. Because that's what I'd do if I had a dick. I would cock whip everybody. I'd walk into a bar, pull my britches down, and slam my goddamn dick down on the table. Who's ready to ride? Oh yeah, I couldn't have a dick for more than 2 hours. I'd be in prison. So I'm whipping her with Sean's cock, and she's just crying out of humiliation. I'm yelling at her, you little hooker wannabe, you are no fucking hooker. You are an ugly little fucking cunt that mommy and daddy don't want, huh? Are you trying to get this $200 to go see, well, what? Your 40-year-old boyfriend, you fucking slut? She's crying, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. At this point, watching her cry, oh, it's got me so hot. I want to fuck her with my dick. So I go over to the bag with my sex toy goodies in, pull out my newest strap-on. I want to fuck that goddamn bloody cunt. So I tell her, get up on the bed on your knees, face into the mattress. Do not look at me if I have to see one more fucking tear or hear you sniffling. I swear to God I'm going to choke you to death with my fucking dick. I can tell she's scared, which is also getting me so fucking hot. Sean's, he's down. He's fucked up. He doesn't care at this point. He knows I'm a kinky ass bitch. And I got this. I ask her, I said, well, I hope you like anal sex, darling. And I see both Sean and I see her body literally tense up. I said, oh, baby, relax. And I'm just rubbing her plump little bubble butt before I spread her ass cheeks apart. Oh, exposing that perfect little pink asshole as if she's never shit a day in her goddamn life. Oh, and that pussy, it was raw. It was red. Oh, glistening this pink. Let's rape this little fucking bitch. By the time we're done, she's either going to crave being a whore, a hooker, a prostitute, or she's never going to want to have sex again. Either way, I don't give a fuck because I'm getting my goddamn rocks off. So, I grab a hold of Sean's cock, guide him right to her asshole. I am right at her pussy. And as we wink, we slam our fucking dicks inside of her goddamn fuck holes and we start tearing her up. I mean, I know she was crying into that mattress. I fucked her as hard as I could so she could cry. Oh, and then my sick, depraved mind was like, fuck this. I'm not going to lose out on a little bitch wannabe hooker like her. I'm not going to miss out on this bitch crying into my cunt, making me come all over that face. Oh, fuck. We toss this little bitch on her back. Jesus Christ, Sean starts pumping her fucking pussy again. I can hear her crying. I'm not saying a word. I tell her, now I'm not going to stop using your face for my pussy's pleasure until you make me come. Have you ever made a woman come before? She's like, yes, I'm a hooker. Oh, bitch, really? Yes, you're a hooker, you fucking liar. That's what you are. You're a little hooker wannabe cunt. That's all you are. And I smother her pretty little 12-year-old face with my juicy pussy and ass. Oh, yes, and I use that face, y'all. Oh my God, I'm just grinding, gyrating, watching Sean beat the fuck out of that little cunt. Oh my God, he's hot, I'm hot, squeezing my tits, rubbing my body. Oh, and I told her, that's it, baby girl. Yeah, you want to taste my pussy juice now, don't you? Oh, and I can hear her trying to gasp for air, crying. I'm telling Sean, mouthing to him, rape her, fucking rape this bitch. Rape her harder, harder, harder. It wasn't enough for me. I just wanted to hurt this little fucking whore. Oh, and we did. I really got off on pressing my asshole over her nose while smothering her little fucking mouth with my cunt. She was trying to push me off of her. I wasn't moving. All I wanted to do was wrap my hands around her fucking throat. Oh, and feel her last goddamn breaths into my fucking juicy pedo cunt. Oh, but I let that one live, and I came all fucking over her pretty little goddamn face. She's gurgling, choking on my fucking juices. Sean, he's like, oh, fuck, fuck, I need to come, I'm gonna come. I quick grab her up by her fucking hair, tell her to open her goddamn mouth. My boy blows his load all over her pretty little face, down her goddamn throat, beams her in her fucking eye. Oh, fuck. I look at her, she's crying as the pathetic little being she is. I told her, I said, bitch, you are not a whore. You're a useless, dead fuck, and you don't deserve this $200. But I don't go back on my word. I went to my wallet, grabbed 220s, started throwing them at her, told her to get her fucking clothes and get the fuck out of here. She's on it, like she is scurrying like a rat in a cage, grabbing her shit, out the fucking door. Me and Sean kind of collapsed down on the bed. We're like, oh my God, that was hot. That was so much fun. Oh, and then I said, honey, I do think what we did was a little fucked up. You ready to go home? He's like, fuck yes, let's go now. Grabbed our shit, got in the truck, hauled ass back to Denver. And I haven't been back there since. And, well, I love Blackhawk. I love Las Vegas. I love to sin. And I love pretty little girl pussy. All right, y'all, this bitch is out for the night. Well, not really. I'm going to take some dirty calls and get some big, thick dicks off. Or, well, use and abuse the little ones. Either or, I love it. Wishing y'all a sexy week to come. Keep it fucking skanky. Bye, sexy beast. Mwah.